it's possibly going to be our biggest program to date in terms of faculty. So we have over 20 international speakers all the way from Seoul, Korea to California and everything in between. Collaboration is in the DNA of what we do in laryngology with our subspecialties, you know, our colleagues from respiratory and from gastroenterology, gastrophysiologists. So we have all of these specialties represented in our meeting.
Welcome to BLA Connections, A Clear Voice. I'm your host, Natalie Watson, and I'm delighted to bring you discussions and insights from experts from across the globe on all things laryngology. Today, we talk to Mr. Chad Aliachi, BLA Treasurer and Laryngologist from Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust in London. You will be able to hear his previous podcast from Series 2, Episode 4 on the management of transgender voice. Thank you so much for joining us today, Chad.
Thank you very much, Natalie, for having me, and thank you for the kind introduction.
No worries. Well, today we're going to be talking about our plans for the 3 days of the Cutting Edge Conference. And this year is being held at the Royal Society of Medicine in London on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of October 2024. So what are the plans? What's the overall thought process around the Cutting Edge Conference this year?
As with always, this is the highlight of conferences, laryngology worldwide, if I may say so myself. So in all seriousness, it's promising to be a fantastic conference. We will try to stick to the theme, as the name suggests, it's a cutting edge laryngology. So we'll try to cover what's the advances, what's happening in the world of laryngology. And that will be a mixture from research, advances in research, but also advances in clinical practice to make it relevant to everyday practice rather than go into science and research specific.
It's a really nice balance between airway, voice and swallow, as well as kind of aspects that would be interesting for speech language therapists as well, isn't it, Chad?
Yes, we try to cover the full breadth of modern laryngology practice. So I try to balance the program to be one third airway, one third dysphagia and one third voice. And we also try to accommodate the needs for both an ENT consultant laryngologist, ENT trainees with an interest in laryngology, general ENT surgeon, but more importantly, we cater for our speech and language therapists, and we try to include every session will have representation from both surgeons and speech and language therapists to do that real partnership and collaboration, and then we are so self-reliant on each other.
Yeah, we are. So let's talk about the topics. Which topics do you anticipate to be the highlights or the ones to look out for?
This year is promising to be a fantastic program. We have, it's possibly going to be our biggest program to date in terms of faculty. So we have over 20 international speakers all the way from Seoul, Korea to California and everything in between. So we have 3 fantastic keynote lectures. We have Mark Remarkle from Belgium and Luxembourg, who needs no introduction. Mark has been a pillar of laryngology worldwide and Europe in particular for the last 30 years. So he's basically going to talk to us about what has he learned in 30 years of laryngology, share all of these wisdom and pearls with us and our delegates. The other 2 keynote speakers will be Anais Ramiou, who is a consultant laryngologist from New York, who have fantastic interest in laryngology within dysphagia. And she will talk in about dysphagia, but also she have a wide research interest. She have interest in technology, artificial intelligence, new technology startups. So she's a fantastic, dynamic, multifaceted person, which I thoroughly enjoy listening to her. So her keynote will be on AI. Is it the future of laryngology?
And if you're interested in AI and laryngology, there is a podcast from last season on AI and laryngology. So do check that out too.
Yeah, there has been a lot of publication on AI, both in voice in particular, so there is a lot of trying to diagnose voice condition, etc., but also in dysphagia. So you can record people, listen to how wet a voice is to be as an indicator of dysphagia issues. So going back to our keynote speakers, the third is Dr. Nupur Nirorkar from Mumbai, India. So Nupur is a fantastic colleague, and she's one of the most skilled, talented surgeons you will ever see. shining a CO2 laser. I watch her operate multiple times, but I've seen her operate live in workshops. And she's fantastic. It's like textbook surgery in the middle of workshop. And you know what that works like.
Yes. So live streaming is not the easiest.
It's not the easiest from a room when like 100 people watching you trying to do bilateral intercaudal cyst and getting them both intact with a free edge as a textbook picture. So Nupur will give a couple of talks, but her keynote will be on scar sulcus. And she calls them the difficult family, which is, we know they are the difficult family of diseases we all have to deal with.
I am so looking forward to that. That's going to be on the Friday, or the 4th of October.
That will be on the Friday, yes. The other two new ventures we have this year is we have, over the last couple of years, we had fantastic collaboration going with the Union of European Phoniatrician. We had our first joint meeting last year in September in London, which was a huge success, and we got fantastic feedback. So that will be on 25th of May in Zagreb. And with continuing the theme of collaboration, we have a session hosted by the UEP this year. And that's going to be on acoustic voice assessment, which is not a subject we are particularly strong at in the UK, not in day-to-day practice. There is a lot of good research, but I don't think we really found the place for it in day-to-day practice in the UK. So the session, I asked if they can theme the session about acoustic, why, what, and does it change what I do?
Yeah.
So that's one collaboration. The second collaboration, which is going to be our first, is with the American Laryngology Association, who will also host the session. And they're going to be talking on chronic cough and ILO, inducible laryngeal obstruction.
That's amazing. And that's on the Thursday, the 3rd of October.
Yeah. Really looking forward to both sessions. In addition, we have our regular sessions. We have sessions on airway stenosis. We're looking into dysphagia. And we have our usual clinical case panel discussion, which we normally run every single day. We have one day on voice, one day on airway, and one day on dysphagia. These are normally a huge crowd pleasers, and we try to make it as relevant as clinical as we can.
And we've also inviting people to submit their abstracts as well.
Yes, we have a solid scientific program normally. We have three sessions for free papers. We're going to be accommodate 6 to 7 free paper oral presentation, but we'll anticipate poster presentation as well. And there will be a prize for best oral and best poster presentation. So this is the David Howard Prize, which we award annually.
Brilliant. So lots of time to get those projects up and running and get the results in so that we can judge those over the spring, summer. How do people book on the conference, and will it be videoed and recorded, and are people able to watch this after the event, or is it a purely face-to-face event?
The conference is purely face-to-face, so people will need to be attending in person. However, we record all our sessions, as with all BLA conferences and courses. So we record the sessions. We will have the slides recorded from source, so it's good quality recording. And this will be available on the Talking Slide website indefinitely. And that will be available for all BLA members free of charge, and also for all conference delegates. So if you miss a session in the conference, you can always go back to listen to it. Or if there is something in particular you enjoyed, or a question, you remember that, oh, that was mentioned at Cutting Edge. Forever you will have access to that material. And then, speaking of which, for those who are BLA members or attended our previous conferences and you are not aware of Talking Slide website, we have fantastic library of conferences, courses, recorded lectures, all available. If you don't have access, please email Dion at inquiries@britishlaryngological.com, and then she can send you your login details.
So who should attend the BLA Cutting Edge Conference 2024?
Well, it's good to attend for every ENT person around, but definitely if you are a laryngologist, this will be the highlight of the academic year. I promise you that you will not be disappointed. So everyone who's ENT with an interest in laryngology, people who have an interest in voice, and people who are a full-time laryngologist, people from other subspecialties, our head and neck colleagues, there will be something. We all manage these difficult cases, especially airway cases. We have seen big increase in the last few years and big awareness. We're seeing a lot more of these patients. So there is a lot to learn there, even if you are not a pure laryngologist. ENT trainees. So if you are interested in laryngology, or even if you are not gave laryngology a thought so far, this will be a great introduction. Come and listen, see the breadth of this subspecialty, the technological advances. It's, you know, I am biased and I'm sure you are biased as well, but it is genuinely a fantastic specialty. There is something new coming every day. There is great technology around. If you are a tech savvy person, you will love it. If you are an artistic person, you will love it. If you haven't given laryngology a thought and you're listening to this, please do consider and come and attend our conference. And of course, our speech and language therapy colleagues, there will be something in every session. And we have fantastic faculty members who are speech and language therapists from the UK and from international, who will share their experience with our delegates, both ENT and speech and language therapists.
That's brilliant. Really, to emphasize, this really is an international affair. It's an international conference embracing all continents. And you can certainly see with the UEP and American Laryngological Association, we are really working together as one laryngology family to provide the latest and best evidence for everything that we do in laryngology. The speakers, up to 20 speakers from international backgrounds, and we've got so much to learn from each other. A really multidisciplinary faculty. You've got the best speech language therapists, gastroenterologists, etc., who are all talking throughout the 3 days. So it's a fabulous conference to sign up to. So don't delay our booking on to the Cutting Edge Laryngology Conference at the Royal Society of Medicine in London on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of October 2024. Any final thoughts or take-home messages from you, Chad?
I think that's all. You covered it really well, Natalie. Collaboration is in the DNA of what we do in laryngology with our subspecialties, you know, our colleagues from respiratory and from gastroenterology, gastrophysiologists. So we have all of these specialties represented in our meeting and our international collaboration and learning from each other. And then we will take that forward.
That's it. So collaboration, and it's the future. It's the cutting edge laryngology. Hope to see you there. Thank you so much for joining us today, Chad. We look forward to the next podcast together.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to BLA Connections at Clear Voice. I've been your host, Natalie Watson. Please do tune in this series for more laryngology topics. We would also love to hear from you. Please feel free to email with any topics you would like us to explore, any questions you have, along with any suggested experts you would like to hear from. Also, if you would like to contribute to these podcasts, please email inquiries@britishlaryngological.org. Our full series can be found in the podcast provider of your choice, or you will find all stored on our BLA Connect app for easy access. Thank you to all our listeners, and we hope you have found our podcast informative. Please remember to subscribe and do leave a review with your podcast provider. We do appreciate your likes, subscribes, and reviews.